that my family told me she was coming to bring her father in, and she did what she said she would do. She pressed, and that's what it's about, man. So let's honor them. Let's give them a hand, please. Help us bring these people that are here to celebrate God with us. You know, I'm just so thankful just to be in the house of the Lord. Because when I was in the world, I was in so many other places. But it didn't bring me nowhere near the joy that I get when I come in the presence of God. I am truly honored and thankful and excited. Family, we should be excited for what God is doing in our lives. You know, I'm not just excited for the present. I'm excited for the future. I'm excited because I know so long as I stay in His presence, my future is bright. My future is bright, and I look forward to what God is going to use me to do. Not for myself, but for the other lives that He's connected us to. And it's for every single one of us here. And not just here, wherever God's presence is, and His presence is everywhere. For those who want to receive Him, amen? Let us pray. Father God, I thank You. I thank You for this opportunity. Make my mouth as clean, Father God, that regardless of what I may have now, Father God, I will say to you, I shall be glorified. I pray for everyone here under the sound of my voice, Father God, those out there watching our website and the different things that we have. I pray for Dr. Williams and First Lady, Father God, for as they are moving about things necessary in order for this, the harvest, to continue to move forward in what You purpose it to be, Father God. And I just pray for a covering and hedge of protection over them, Father God. I pray for every leader, every member of Harvest, Father God. Every child that attends Harvest, Father God. Their families, Father God, that You cover them, Father God. In Jesus. Father God, I pray, I thank You for my wife and sons, Father God, I ask that You continue to just cover them and keep them, Father God. For without them, I wouldn't be here, Father God, for their encouragement, for their enlightenment, and just the push that they continue to give me, Father God. But most of all, I thank You for You, Father God, for Your presence in my life and the lives of these children. And as we move forward in the service, Father God, I pray that Your presence will remain in the place, Father God. And we thank You right now. We honor You and we praise You in Jesus' name. And I'll say amen. 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 So, you know me. Those who know me, I'm visual. I like to do illustrations on the Word of God. And I got this video here that I want to play prior to me bringing the Word. So, if you bear with us, we're going to play this video right now. And then I will come forth with the Word. Amen?
Amen. Welcome, everyone. Every time you walk through these doors, you're taking steps to find yourself. Remember, this is a safe place. There's no judgment. You are accepted right where you're at, and wherever that leads, to find your own peace and happiness. Feel free to express yourself to release your anxiety. I want you to be able to walk out with inner strength to finally be free. Clayton, it's great to have you back. I know you don't like to share, but why don't you start us off tonight? We want to hear what you have to say.
I wake up, puddle of sweat. I have nightmares and I get back into bed. It's like these voices just keep playing on repeat in the back of my head. And I can't get them to leave me alone. 30 years old but still hates being alone when I'm home. Because that's when the voices get the loudest. Opening up like this is a moment far from my proudest. But these demons keep pressing me, I swear they're the foulest. But I've grown comfortable with their presence, my conscience is calloused. My dreams are their playground. My thoughts are their palace. I try to evict them. They return with more. Anxiety isn't an item you can return at the store. I was 10 the first time I had a panic attack. Like a punch to the stomach, there's no planning for that. And I didn't tell anyone because I was too scared about what they'd say. And I know deep down there was nothing they could do to take it away. It was my fight to fight and my battle to face. I remember that house I grew up in and how those demons would ravage that place. I'd lay awake at night just staring at the ceiling. I've spent my whole life trying to run from that feeling of being lonely, that feeling of being lost, that feeling of being sick when the lights turn off, that feeling of being depressed, that feeling of being anxious, that feeling of screaming to God, begging Him to take this, only to get silence in return. I lay in that bed crying and I tossed and I turned. And I turned and I tossed to this day. The doctors gave me medication, the pastor said pray. I tried both and this anxiety still hasn't gone away. So forgive me if I fantasize about being gone today. I'm an actor who got really good at being on today. But when I turn off, I go right back into the shadows. I'm in the deep end now, but I started in the shadows. And I might just drown myself in these waves. Suburban hell, these homes are all graves. Everyone's coping with something, but Lord admit it, they're all too afraid. And these kids are glued to watching me. What do I say? If I'm honest with them, maybe they won't think highly of me. Everything they want me to be is what I'm dying to be. But everything I really am is what I'm not trying to be. I want them to know that they're not alone in their struggles. I wake up in tears and fall back asleep in those puddles. And I don't think I'll ever get out of this valley. I've been terrified that all along God has tallied my sins. And if He has, the number must be astronomic. My life is a joke and you keep reading just past the comic. Because everything you think that I am is far from the truth. I wish I could open up to you and just let loose. But my vocal cords get tight when the devil pulls on this noose. And then I'm back to keeping everything bottled up inside. But He's not going to keep me from pulling the throttle back this time. He's not going to keep me trapped like this. I can't get out of bed. I was never made to act like this. I'm packing up my bags and He can't stop me from running fast like this. I'm not going to be a slave to these voices of anxiety. I'm shoving the devil back for every time that he lied to me. And I'm taking a belt to these demons who whisper despair in my ear. And I'm ignoring every naysayer stands and stares when I'm near. I'm moving forward out of this slump. I took my bruises. I took my lumps. I fell down, but I got right back. So give me a torch and let's light that up. I'm setting fire to the devil and I'm dousing these demons in gasoline. Look at you now. Now you're not laughing at me. Now who's the one who's being tortured and punked? Now who's the one closing every door that I want? Now who's the one watching the other burn to the ground? Don't look away from me. You better turn back around. I'm not done talking to you now. I'm watching you lose. I'm on your back and I'm stalking you too. And when you try to ruin some other kid's life, I'll be stopping you too. You took 30 years of my life and I can't get that back. You told me to end my life and I nearly got killed for that. You took me down, but I bounced right back. I was lost then and I got found like that. And everything you told me I wasn't, someone new told me I was. And everything you hated in me, someone new told me He loves. And when you tried to kill me with depression and anxiety, He reached in and placed hope deep inside of me. So I'm done listening to you and letting you control me. I'm announcing it now that the devil can't hold me. I'm walking away from the old me. And I'm demanding a refund on every lie that you sold me. You knew I'd find a way out sooner or later. And I found my escape in the form of a Savior.
Hallelujah. 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 You know, when I was asked to speak today, I was just so full because I was feeling that same anxiety. Because God has placed some things on my heart and I'm pressing to try to make it happen in my own life. And too often we do those things, trying to make things happen in our own might instead of allowing God to do His part in our life. Elder talked today about rest. And that's why I know the Holy Spirit is in this place, because that's what my message is about. The power of resting in God. Last week, the week before last, Pastor Bruce spoke on left behind. And he shared people are being left behind because they're afraid of change. Excuse me. We do have children's church, so children will be dismissed. If children are here, we can let them be dismissed for children's church. But he talked about left behind and people being left behind because they're afraid of change. They don't want to change. They are not willing to change. And they're not prepared for change. So they are being left behind. And so many of us are being left behind because we're afraid of the change that is happening in our lives. And then last week, Dr. Williams spoke on the father versus the instructor. You see, fathers have a vested interest in your success, where an instructor is to give you directions or instruction, but has no real vested interest. You know, when I got this word about speaking today, I had nothing set in stone. However, we know we serve a God who's intentional in everything he's done. He has a purpose and a reason. You know, so when I got this opportunity, I'm in the process of opening my own business. And in doing so, there's a lot of things that you have to make some changes in. There's a lot of things that you got to do that you may not know. And it can cause a whole lot of anxiety because you feel the pressure of the situation. You know, and I'm not just talking about this situation, but just in life in general. We face these different types of pressures and anxieties because of situations outside of our control. And we try to figure out how to do it. And God is saying we need to rest in him. Abide in him. You know, the theme of this year is do all you can do and then stand. You know, it's so important for us to recognize that point. Because too often, we try to press beyond our own means. And I found myself doing that same thing. And God was dealing with me, and it just so happened like this week when God passed away, asked me, he said, I need you to speak because there's a lot of things going on right now. You know, and see, so his pressure is not just on us. He's in a situation where he's ready to move, sell his house, move into another house, and a whole lot of things are happening. You know, so he's being bombarded from so many directions. And I rest assured this word ain't just for me because that's happening to so many of our lives right now. You know, but I'm here to tell you there's power in resting in God. There's power in resting in God. So when I got that word this week, there was such a peace that came over me. There was a peace that came over me. Because I had anxiety because they were pressuring me. The franchise was like, look, we need to have this here document signed and we need to have this money put in place. And I'm like, I don't want to put something in place that I'm not prepared to fulfill. You know, too often we get pressured into doing some things that we're not really ready for. And then we got to deal with the consequences. And so God was telling me to rest. He said, if I gave you the vision, I gave you the plan, rest in me, I'll do the rest. You do all you can do to stand, and I'll do the rest. Some of you may know that, as I said, working on this business. But God has, he has a plan. You know, and this is what God wants for all his kingdom citizens, for us to be in a position where we can be successful. So, and my goal is not just for myself. My goal is, so if I have my business, there's more I can do for my community, for my family, and for the kingdom of God. And that's the same thing God wants for all the kingdom citizens. He wants us to be independent of the world. You know, and that's why I thank God for Harvest, because see, we have a pastor, we have a leader here who has that mindset, that business mindset. You notice all the disciples that Jesus had, they had their own business. They were independent. So they had a mindset of how to work the business atmosphere. And this is what we have to have in the kingdom nowadays. Because if we're dependent on the world, the church is going to be empty.
That's right.
Because the people, they're struggling. They're trying to figure it out. So we got to create the resources and the ways for them to get out of that muck and grind. Then they have something to sow into the kingdom. Then they got something to look forward in the kingdom. See, we have to be the example. See, they didn't just follow Jesus and the disciple because they had nice things and clothes and stuff like that. No. They produced fruit. And people want to be around people who produce fruit. Family. You know, change. Changes, as Pastor Bruce said, is going to happen whether we like it or not. So in this step to bring about change for me and my family, there are some hurdles that we have to overcome. And this is when anxiety kicks in. And we know anxiety is the extension of fear. And if you've been here long enough, we know here at Harvest, we got the acronym FEAR. Freezes every available resource. Fear freezes every available resource. And see, the enemy wants to have us move in fear. Because if we're moving in fear, we're not trusting nothing, let alone God. See, this is what has been happening to me these last few weeks. You see, I've seen this business for some time now. And just as many of you, God has shown you something or spoken of something for you to do. And it requires some change and some faith. And I thank God that I have people in my life that has a vested interest in me. You know, Dr. Williams said to me the other day, he said, look, Pastor Robbie said, man, you come to me a lot of times with some great ideas or some things. He said, I want you to follow through with it. He said, but be patient with it. He said, be patient with it. You know, when I had another friend, he said, do your homework. You know, and this is for all of us. We have to do our homework. It says, do all you can do and then stand. The key is do all you can do. Not beyond what you can do. All you can do. And then allow God to do the rest. You know, and that's why it's so important that we be mindful of the people, the company that we keep. You got to be mindful of the people. Because people could speak some negative stuff about the vision God gave you. You know, see, because the key is God gave you. He didn't give it to them. He gave it to you. So if he gave it to you, he's going to give you everything necessary to succeed. And it's not to make them bad, but they can't see the vision God gave you. See, I can remember 20 years ago, me and Dr. Wynn sitting on his porch, and he talked about this vision of harvest. And it could have been easy for, and I can remember in this journey that we had that some people didn't see it the way he seen it. They just see what it looked like now. They couldn't see beyond where he was taking us. And many of them fell off and tried to pull his coattail and tell him, no, don't do it, it ain't gonna work. But look at us now. We're here. He employs over 50 people. The school has over 200 students. Had he given up, had he listened to what the naysayers said instead of listening to what God said, we wouldn't be here. Lives would be affected. And I'm here to tell you now, those visions that God placed on the inside of you, you have to continue to press forward in spite of what anybody else may say. You see, I went to the bank. In the bank, I laid down a business plan. But the bank said, you haven't proven enough. See, the world will tell you you're not proven enough. And we deal with it in our families, we deal with it in relationships, we deal with it in jobs. But see, God said you are enough. He said it in the beginning. See, so the part of, the key is for us knowing who we are. And not doubting or questioning that. We got to walk in his truth. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. And the title of my message is Resting in the Power of God. And I'm coming out of the Amplified. And it says, do not be anxious or worried about anything. But in everything, every circumstances and situations, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus is yours. Family, I had a peace this weekend. I had a peace. Once the pastor gave me this word, I had a peace as I read this scripture. That I know that what he's giving me is going to come to pass. See, in 2016, I left my job in corporate America to follow the ministry. And I was wondering how that was going to work out. But God told me, who are you going to trust? It's 2024. I'm still here. Family, there's some things that God has been speaking to you and anxiety and fear is holding you back. And we got to move beyond that. We got to rest in him and know that he will supply everything that we need. He will give you that peace beyond your own understanding. Because I didn't understand how I was going to work out when I left corporate America. I just purchased the house. My niece and nephew was living with us. I'm like, Lord, how's this going to work out? Who are you going to trust? And too often we're trusting in corporate America, the world, people, and not trusting in God. And he's the creator of all things. All this belongs to him. And see, once I got past that, I was able to move forward. But see, don't get me wrong, it still creeps up. See, the enemy don't stop. So long as we're here, he's going to keep attacking us. He knows everything that you're weak in. There's no secret to him. Family, you have no idea how blessed I was to read the scripture. It gave me a sense of peace that I had not felt since coming into this business opportunity. I don't know who this word is for today, but I'm here to tell you that there is peace in resting in the power of God. If he said it, he will do it. And as I said, our theme for this year is do all you can do and stand. And that standing is resting in God. You understand what I'm talking about. Dr. Williams, we're here. We're here at 1101 right now, as I said before, because he did all he can do to stand. Because there was a time where he had no idea where we were going to go from there. It was a time where he talked about it all the time. He talked about quitting. He talked about quitting. He was ready to give up and move on. In 2019, he went away to quit. But God told him, who told you to quit? Who told you to stop? Because it don't look like what you think it should look like on me, and I'm not there. And that's the part that we got, that's the part that we got to get past. Because it don't look like the way we think it should look, we stop. We get discouraged. See, the same trick and deception the enemy used to Eve, he continued to use to us. God is trying to hold stuff back from you. If you just follow my way, I can make it happen. Why are you waiting? Too often we look for the shortcut. Look, we live in a microwave society right now. Oh, you can turn on Facebook, they talk about all the quick ways you can get rich. If that was true, nobody be poor. It's a gimmick. See, and the thing is, even if you do get it, you don't know how to maintain it, so you ain't gonna have it for long. See, one thing about God, when he gives you something, he prepares you for it. Because he gets the glory out of your success. See, because then we can boast on him. And that's what it's about. I'm not here boasting on myself, I'm boasting on God. When I left corporate America, I had no idea how it was going to work out. Dr. Williams couldn't even give me an answer. I had to trust God.
Hallelujah.
See, Pastor was waiting and petitioning on God for his will to be done. We all have a story or two that we had to, when we had to rest in God. I can remember, I got my own story. Some of you know my story. 13 years as a young man put away. Coming home at 32. But God gave me a vision. He never gave up on me. He told me to write down at 24 where I seen myself at 65. So he had a plan and a purpose for my life even when I was in a situation. And that's the same thing for every single one of us. But the key is, who report are you going to believe? That was a word that we got a couple of weeks ago from Dr. Williams. Who report are you going to believe? You know, and I had to go to the board 3 times before I got released. And I came back to myself upset and angry, like, Lord, what happened? You said this and you said that. He said, you're not ready yet. See, sometimes some things might not come to pass in your life because you ain't ready yet. He ain't going to give you something you're not ready for. And see, the enemy will use that for us to turn against God. See, but I had to do some self-evaluating. I had to look at myself, and that's what we have to do. We have to look at ourselves and say, okay, is that true? Is that true? Is it me? You know, and so I had to begin to let some things go out of my life. And begin to make some changes so I can be prepared for what he had in store for me. You see, sometimes we want things that, like I said, that we're not ready for. And had he let me go when I thought I was ready, I would have been back. And I see many good people, good young men who have strong heads on their shoulders, go out after being in there and come back with longer sentences. Not because they were bad, but because they weren't prepared for the change that they was going to have to face. And this is that part where we got to rest in God and seek God out of the, what needs to be changed in my life to be prepared for the change that I'm going to face. You know, so I'm thinking about this and I'm looking at this business situation that I know God said to do it. I don't have no question or no doubt about it. How it's going to come about? I don't fully understand, but I know it's going to come about. And what I can't do is press beyond my own means to put myself in a situation where it won't be successful, not because of him, but because of me. And that's too often we find ourselves doing that because of the anxiety or not doing anything at all because of the fear.
Hallelujah.
Listen, I was listening to this commentary the other day. And in this commentary, it was talking about this movie. And this movie deals with emotions. And the movie is called Inside Out 2. I didn't go see it. I'm just talking about the commentary. But it's dealing with the emotions. And in this movie, it talks about the emotions. And this is the second part. It talks about the emotions of joy, sadness, anger, fear, and disgust. And it deals with this person named Riley. You know, I guess we all can relate. We all can relate. See, but the thing about this here is that prior to anxiety coming into the picture, all these other emotions have been working out together. So when anxiety shows up in this girl, Riley, who's going to puberty, you know, and puberty could be relationships, a new job, new family, different things. And anxiety comes in. And as we said, anxiety is connected to fear. Anxiety is connected to sadness. Anxiety is connected to anger. Anxiety is connected to disgust. And guess who gets left out? Joy. Joy gets left out. How often do we allow those things to kick joy out of our life? See, the enemy is just so smooth with his things. And see, we don't even realize it. We don't realize how subtle. I tell people all the time, look, you think about it. The shuttle, when it goes to the moon, it's on a direct course. And if it leaves that course by a centimeter or a hair, it will not reach its destination. And too often, we allow ourselves to get pushed. So instead of going that way, we find ourselves going this way, and we wonder how we got there. This is how the enemy has been working and continues to work, and now he's bombarding our children. Yes. Our children are rallying. See, they got access to anxiety and fear and disgust at levels that they're not prepared to deal with those emotions. And we wonder why they're angry. When I first started working here at Harvest and working with some of these kids, I seen kids coming here at 2 and 3 and have anger issues. And I'm wondering why. How? See, we are a product of the environment that we're in. And too often, we are allowing things to come into our household. And the enemy has done it so smoothly with this. See, it could be a good thing, but we got to control it. And too often, this has been a babysitter. Instead of educating. See, because we don't know what they're doing. I see the babies know how to work the phones. The babies. But don't know how to open a book. That's why I thank God for Harvest. Because we're teaching them from infancy to graduation on the Word of God. We're giving them the foundation. Family, it's going to be so important for us as children of God who know God and know His Word to be walking in His truth, because people are waiting to point fingers at you. Y'all see what's happening with the pastor in Texas? The enemy want to throw stones so because he want to chase people away from the Word of God. He want to chase people away from the Word of God. See, because if I can't trust a servant who I can see, how could I trust what I can't see? You know, and that's why for each and every one, it's not about us being here at the pulpit. Each and every one of us have an assignment. There's people connected to our lives. Prior to me coming here and being a minister, I was always preaching God's word.
I was always sharing God's word because I made a promise to God. I said, if you allow me to be free, I will do all I can to help other young men and women not have to go through what I went through to know who they are and who you are to them. So even when I was working for McDonald Corporation, I used to tell the kids, you should be like, Mr. Rob, Mr. Ingram, why are you working so hard? Such and such don't do this, such and such. I said, look, I don't work for McDonald Corporation. I don't work for nobody else. I work for God. He gave me this position, and I'm going to honor him in every way possible. So everything I do with God in purpose, in sight.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
And if we operate like that, my God. See, that's what people are looking for. That's what they're desiring. That's what drew them to Christ and the disciples. And that's what drew them to us. We have to do our part. We can't allow fear and anxiety to stop us from moving forward. We got to be that example so they can trust us like they trust God. If they see us doing it, boy, if he did it, I know I can do it.
Yeah,
so I look forward to talking to the young people and sharing. I thank God I have people in my life as a young man, and I was sharing with my sister that spoke into my life, even though I was immature enough, I wasn't ready to receive it, but I heard it.
Yeah, that's right.
That when I was ready for it, I was able to regurgitate it. And bring it back to my remembrance. But if you don't have nothing, you can't bring nothing back. See, that's why it's so important for them to have this word. Because even though they might not be sure enough right now, they might be stubborn in their ways. So long as they got something to grab hold on, they can bring it back to their remembrance. See, we got a loving God, a forgiving God. What you did wrong yesterday, it's already wrong, gone, and forgotten. But too often we keep it in our own minds, and we be stuck because the enemy said, you know you did this here yesterday, why you did that? But God said, it's as far as the moon to the sun, to the stars. It's just a way. He done forgot about it. But the enemy keep throwing it back at us. And we hold on to it and say, I can remember when I got in my situation, I thought, how could God use me? See, because I didn't have no real relationship. I wasn't no theologist. I didn't go to school for this yet. My mom shared scripture with me, read the Bible with me and stuff like that. And I knew who to pray to when I got in trouble. But I didn't know the people in the Bible. I didn't know what they went through. I didn't know their story. And once I read their story, I said, oh, we have to serve a forgiving God, a loving God. I said, all I got to do is change. I got to make a decision on who I'm going to follow. Listen, I can remember being away in my cell and complaining to God about why I was in my situation. I ain't have my dad in my life. I ain't have this. I ain't have that. And all he told me was, you got a choice. And that's for each and every one of us. We got a choice. And because sometimes it don't look the way we think it should look, we still got a choice. Between doing what's right and doing what's wrong. And once you know better, you do better. Because you ain't got no excuse once you know better. You know, Pastor Breezy Grace. You know, that slipping and sliding, I'm going, oh. And we wonder why we're still going through all the trouble we continue to go through. Because we ain't making the decision to trust and follow God. Family, turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. And we're going to read verse 6 to 10. And it says, therefore,
humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Set aside self-righteous pride so that he may exalt you to the place of honor in his service. Let's say that again. So that he may exalt you to a place of honor in his service at the appropriate time. That's key. At the appropriate time. You heard me talk about that change. There's some things that we need to do so the timing will be right. And too often we want to bypass the appropriate time and do it in our time. And we miss God. Let's continue. And he says, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on him. For he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. Be sober, well-balanced, and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times, that the enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, looking for who he can devour, seeking someone to devour. But resist him. Be firm in your faith against his attacks, rooted, established, immovable, knowing that the same experience of suffering are being experienced by your brothers and sisters. See, too often we think that what we're going through, nobody understands. Oh, you don't understand what I'm going through. Your situation is different. No, it's not. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Every experience that we're going through is here in the world. And God has given us a way out. But too often, we allow the world, the enemy, people to tell us how to do it. Or we rely on ourselves. I got to figure it out. I know how to do it. If you knew how to do it, it wouldn't have been a problem. He says, your brothers and sisters going throughout the world, he says, you do not suffer alone. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts his blessings and favor, who called you to his own eternal glory in Christ, will himself complete, confirm, strengthen, and establish you, making you what you ought to be. Family, you should be excited. You need to be excited about that word.
Hallelujah.
That's a word of excitement.
Yeah.
I tell you, there was so much excitement and joy in me when I read these scriptures that I was like, oh, it's going to come to pass. I can look at my life. I know it's already coming to pass because I know where I was. Some of you know where you were, and you know where you're at now. But I want to tell you now, where you're at is not the end. For some of us, it's just the beginning. It's just beginning. There's so much more that God has in store as we continue to just trust and believe in him. We got to set aside that fear and anxiety, all those things that Riley going through, that some of our children going through, some of our neighbors are going through, some of our own family members are going through right now. We got to be that assurance in their lives to show them, to be there for them, to encourage them, to continue to give them the word of God so they can get just as excited as you are, that I am. You see, I don't know what happened to Robin because I didn't see that movie. As I said. But I know what happened to Robin. I know that there's a peace that has come over me. There's a peace that should be coming over you in spite of whatever you may be going through. Maybe not just you personally, but through your family and people that you care about. That so long as you continue to petition and speak the word of God into their lives, that God willing, they will grab hold. Unfortunately, Not everybody gonna want it. Not everybody gonna want it. And we gotta understand that. Because some of us gonna try to get out the boat to try to save some people, and they gonna pull us down. And I'm gonna tell you this, it's gonna be the ones closest to you. It's gonna be the ones closest to you. See, because if they ain't so close, you just gonna throw out life raft. But when they close to you, you're gonna jump in. And see, God said, take your hands off. I got this. Do all you can do and then stand. See, too often we try to do too much. And we get in the way of what God is doing. See, I know my mom tried to rescue me plenty of times. I was the oldest of six. And she tried to rescue me. But I kept diving back in. To the point where she said, I gotta let you go. I gotta just trust God. And it was either sink or swim. And I just reached out for God and said, here I am, Lord, help me. And sometimes they gotta hit that bottom. Sometimes they gotta hit that bottom. Because so long as they know I got somebody that's gonna help me out, mom, dad, uncle, auntie, I'm gonna continue to wallow in my mess. But when I gotta get dirty, go into the pit, eat with the pigs, knowing that there's so much more for me, that I'm going to make a decision that I want something more. That's what happened to me. I made a decision I wanted something more. Even though I didn't know what it was, I didn't know what to do. I was 19 when I went away. I didn't experience life. I came home at 32. I didn't know what to expect. I had to figure it out. And thank God. See, God always knows what you need. So he prepared me for some situations that I was going to have to face. And that's the same thing for each and every one of us. He knew what you're going to have to face. And sometimes we're going to go through some suffering for a little while. That's what it says, for a little while. See, after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts the blessings and favor, who called you to his own into glory in Christ, will himself complete, confirm, strengthen, and establish you, making you what you ought to be. Oh, my God. Family, I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I'm excited. Today I ask you, I don't know what you're facing or dealing with in this present moment, but I say to you today, do all you can do to stand and rest in the power of God, trusting in the report that he gave you. Trusting in the report that he gave you. Not what anybody else said. See, I still got that paper that he gave, told me to write down. I still got it. I'm 53 right now, and I'm excited because I'm like, man, I got 12 more years. I got 12 more years. There's a lot that can happen in 12 years. See, so I got reason to be excited, and I know what I put down on paper for my timeline. I'm ahead of the game. I'm ahead of it. And when we all look at our lives, we're in some places that we thought we'd never be in. So there's some reason to be excited. You know, I used to say earlier, as a young man, I used to look forward to going to my auntie's house because I always thought they had more than what we had. But I didn't appreciate what we did have. I wasn't thankful for what we had. See, I was looking at material things and not the love that was in my heart. See, I didn't appreciate the love that we had. I was looking at things. And see, this is where the enemy gets us at.
He gets us looking at things, oh, they got something better than you, and you got it. But where's the love at? And as I got older, and I didn't realize until later on, everybody who I wanted to be at their house, they found their way to our house. They were in our house, living under our roof. See, so sometimes we're chasing after some blind stuff. We got to be mindful that there's always, see, the enemy, look at commercials now. Look, some of you got the iPhone 14, now they got the iPhone 15. Now they telling you that's the next best thing. You just got the 14. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So every time you turn around, they always present something new to you. And what it's doing? Taking you further and further into debt. Ain't nothing wrong with your phone. Ain't nothing wrong with your car. You own that car. Now you want to lease the new one. We find ourselves chasing after things of this world instead of chasing after God, the creator of all things.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It says here, do all you can do to stand and rest in the power, trusting in his report that he gave you. Not what someone else said, but what God has spoken to you. Not every instructor has your best interest in hand, because they don't have a vested interest. You see, as I said, I went to the bank and they told me I wasn't good enough. I said I wasn't good enough. I wasn't ready. But God has already said in Genesis 1:31, God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And he validated it completely. See, he said you were very good. No question about it. So would anybody else say, that's a lie. That's a lie. And what's not good in us, we did it to ourselves. And we got the power to change it. It's about just making a choice. You see, God said that you are good enough. And every seed he has placed on the inside of you should produce its purpose. See, that banker's best interest was to instruct me for the benefit of the bank. Our Father instructs us for the benefit of the kingdom.
I know that's right.
See, we have a garden on the side of the school right now. We have a garden that we just built. And as a part of our, it's a part of our tech and farming summer program. And each child is learning how to plant. So, and they have to know what these plant produces. Just like each and every one of us, we are rooted in the soil of God. We are connected to that soil. And each one of us is supposed to be producing something. See, but what happens is, because it's on the inside, and we're not nurturing it the way it's supposed to, it can die. See, so these kids' assignment is to nurture their plants so it can produce what it's supposed to produce. And already some of the plants have died because they haven't taken care of them. How many of us have not taken care of the seed that's on the inside of us? You know, and sometimes it's not just us. Sometimes people in our lives kill us because they're not nurturing us the way we need to be nurtured. You know, I talked about some of these kids, seeing some young people coming here 2 years old, 3 years old with anger issues. And it's because of the nurturing. And that's why I thank God for Harvest, because we have an opportunity to nurture kids, to give them something that they could be missing. Even though they may have to go back to what they're going to, they know when they come here, they come into a safe place. You know, I get excited when I walk around a school and the kids like, Pastor Rob, how you doing? Hey, Pastor Rob. You know, know, and it's not that I'm doing anything exciting, but I'm just loving on them. I'm just speaking to them, saying hello, encouraging them. And that's what it's about. That's what this life is about. You see, this is what's happening to so many visions that are in the inside of God's people. Not only are the visions dying, but so are God's people because of the same lack of virtue. Family, we are in a unique place. We are all here because we realize that the way we were going or doing things was not working. And we wanted something different. I know I did. And we wanted something different. And we can look back on our life now and see that we are striving. We might not be where we want to be, but we are moving in the right direction. And that's the key. That's the key. You see, we have to give praise for the little things. That reflects appreciation for what God has done and what he's doing. You see, family, stress, anxiety, fear, and anger are part of who we are. However, they do not define us. Turn with me to Psalms 94, 18. And I'm about to close in a minute. And it says, if I say my foot has slipped, your compassion and loving kindness, O Lord, will hold me up. When my anxious thoughts multiply within me, you comfort, your comforts delight. You know, those are the things that we gotta grab hold of. See, that's why it's so important for us to know the word of God. See, when Jesus was in the garden and the enemy came at him, he didn't speak in his own mind. He just gave him God's word. He just gave him God's word and he fled. Today I ask you, rest in the power of God. I don't know what God has spoken to you about, but whatever it is, do your part to nurture it so it produces what it's supposed to produce. This is how we win the people to the kingdom. People didn't, like I said, people didn't follow Jesus because of the nice clothes and the things he provided. They followed him because of the fruit that he produced. And I'm going to close with this scripture. And it comes from James, chapter 1, verse 2. And it says, consider it nothing. Hey, Earl, you don't have that. Consider it nothing but joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you fall into various trials. Be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. And let the endurance have its perfect results in due through thorough work, so that you may be perfect and completely developed in your faith, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom to guide him through a decision or circumstances, he is to ask of our benevolent God, who gives to everyone generously and without rebuke or blame, and it will be given to him. But he must ask for wisdom and faith without doubting. That's key, family, without doubting. See, if I walked into this experience as far as leaving my corporate job and coming into the world, coming into our ministry, doubting God, I wouldn't be here right now. Some of us wouldn't be here right now if we doubted God and didn't trust him. We can't doubt. Doubt the doubt. Kill it. Kill it. It says here, without doubting, God's willingness to help. For the one who doubts is like a bellowing surge of the sea that is blown about and tossed by the wind, for which such a person ought not think or expect that he will receive anything at all from the Lord. Family, we've seen that with Peter. He didn't question God when he said, come. He walked out. But soon as he took his eyes off of God, anxiety kicked in because he felt the wind. And too often, we stop moving in what God is calling us to do because of that anxiety, because of that fear. And it kills the joy. Peter had joy because he was walking on water. We got joy right now because of what God is doing in our lives. But for some of us, as soon as we leave out this door, or maybe even while we're still here, the enemy is beating us up and trying to steal that joy from us. So I want you today, before you leave here, I want you to grab hold of that joy and hold on to it. Don't allow the enemy to steal your joy with anxiety, fear, or any of those other emotions. Because God said he's here for you. He has a plan and a purpose for you. And we have to walk in that. Knowing that his word is true and it will not come back to him void. We have to believe. And believe with all your heart. Beyond your own understanding. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Oh my God. I tell you, I'm free. It's filled me up so much. And listen, I wanna ask anybody, if anybody want prayer that they may be dealing with anxiety, fear, or any of those emotions that they may be dealing with or facing right now. I want to stand with you. I want to pray with you. Yeah, Dave Wallace, we got some of our leaders here. We want to pray with you. Because we want you to get past that.